The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, we, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Can you test, please?
Test, 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 test.
A little louder.
Test, test. I'm not going to talk that loud.
That's
too loud.
I'm
going to talk like this.
A little up it. Up it a little. That's all.
Can we just get going, please?
You know, I buy every fucking time.
Can you watch your language? We're not going to swear on this anymore.
All right. Every time I buy something on eBay, I bought, you know, a remote control plane for...
It doesn't work?
One of the propellers doesn't spin. You can't use a plane with just one propeller.
No.
You know, and then I got to mail it back or whatever, and I got to find a box it'll fit in. It's just pain in the ass.
Don't buy stuff on... Hey, there's your answer.
What?
Don't buy stuff on eBay anymore. You've had... Bad experiences. Don't keep going
back. It's a remote control plane.
Why don't you just get it on
I might not even have bought it on eBay. I did get it on Amazon, I think. I got to get the box from outside.
I don't know what to tell you.
I got it on Amazon.
Okay, honey. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
I think.
Okay.
Yes, Amazon. It came on Amazon.
All right.
Do I got to pay for return shipping?
Settle down.
Do I got to pay for return shipping?
No, I don't think so. Go on Amazon. Look at there. Is this really what you want to talk about on the podcast? How
I'm
to return
upset.
Something on
for
Amazon?
For an hour, I've been trying to put it together. Over an hour. Wasting my whole evening. I could have went. I wanted to go to the Stress Factory to the open mic and work out a new bit.
Do you have the bit? Work it out now. Let's hear it.
No, I want to talk about funerals.
Funerals? Why? Yeah,
because people don't really talk about funerals.
So you're just like sitting around like, what are some things I don't hear people talking about?
No, because I talk, you know, my brother's funeral that I was stuck with paying. I'm making payments every month.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, like...
But
when
what? What is it for, really? The plot?
No, for everything. It was $12,000.
That's a good name for a movie. The Plot.
I'm sure there was a movie called The Plot.
Oh, about an actual plot.
I don't know. Look it up.
I will, bitch.
So
don't
force me.
I'll do it.
Paid all this
money. I'm about to do it. Look it up.
I'm making payments for something that I can't even, you know, it's not like a car or.
I can't keep going on this line of questioning.
Refrigerator or something, you know. It's fucking ridiculous. People
die
broke.
But is it the plot that you're paying for? The land?
I'm paying for the whole funeral. No, the funeral, the casket, the funeral, the plot, everything. It was $12,000 bucks.
Oh.
You know,
Jesus, that's how much it costs.
That's yeah.
How much does it cost for you to get
cremated?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Probably, you still got to pay for the service. Obviously, you don't have to pay for the plot. You don't have to
how
pay for a casket.
How come a funeral should be like a wedding?
Listen,
where you give money. You should give money.
You're right. You're right. That's how I'm going to use that in my bit. Thank
you. Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah. Weddings.
And you should also get a year to give the funeral gift in case the person comes back to life.
No, weddings.
Ooh. Go ahead.
I'm just saying it's fucking...
You really hate when other people talk, don't you?
No, I'm just
you get
aggravated.
So aggravated.
No, you could talk. No, but
every time I talk, you're like, oh,
no,
I see it in
talk,
your face.
If you like, talk regular, but if you start doing ghost sounds, it's kind of like, what am I supposed to do?
Trying to keep this fucking thing interesting. Should we just fucking really local radio it with the, I bought something on Amazon. It is aggravating. How does one return something they bought on Amazon?
No, it's not about that. It's not about
what is it about, Richard?
It's about the fact that I spent all this time putting this fucking thing together, and
no
one of the dumb propellers
on our local radio, please.
One of the dumb propellers don't work.
One of the dumb propellers don't work. Hmm. That's an interesting sentence. Let's break it down, shall we?
If you're on a plane,
you're
flying
calling
home,
the propeller dumb, and then your grammar is horrendous.
If you,
it's what we call ironical.
If you're on a plane, oh my God!
I hate when people say ironical. Don't say ironical. Say ironic.
If you're on a plane, if you're on a plane. And you're sitting in your seat, and you look, and one of the propellers stop working. Do you think you'll start to panic?
Mm-hmm. You bet I would.
Well, that's why I'm not going to send this plane up.
Mm-mm. I can smell it from here, you fucking disgusting pig.
It was an accident. I didn't
Rich,
know.
Go wash your hands. It's disgusting. Go wash behind your ear. Are you kidding me right now? It's...
I'll fill in for Rich.
Okay, you fill in. Go ahead. What has bothered you today? Anything fun or interesting or bothersome happened to you today?
Rich is here.
Raina. Really? Really?
She's being funny, Rich. Oh. Okay.
You don't be funny at my expense. I'm your father. Say you're sorry.
Sorry.
All right, now.
Don't. Just sit up a little bit. What was something fun that you did today?
I went to a park.
What about before that?
A crappy restaurant.
You didn't enjoy the restaurant. What was wrong with it?
You had to...
Just tell me.
Get out of here, Rich. I don't understand why somebody would have a gland that makes it such a putrid smell and then be like so joyful about like disgust, making people disgusted by it. Like, why? I don't understand that. Explain it to me.
He's laughing. Wasn't it funny? Like, get up.
It's like, oh, look, my hygiene is horrendous.
No, it's not my hygiene. I take a shower every day.
You have the cleanest ass in showbiz. Oh.
Well, we don't talk about that.
No, you talk about it. And then your ear, the
my
gland behind
ear.
Your ear.
Well, what happened is I used to get cysts behind my ear, and I had it removed on my left ear. I had a cyst in the ear. They take out the, what do you call it, the bag?
Do you understand,
cysts?
Like, that people, like you're already unlikable for the most part, and then you're like bragging about a smell that is so horrendous.
No, I'm not bragging. I'm saying what it's from. You
no,
know. Yeah,
no, before
you
you've bragged about it. You've been on radio where you like people have had to come and smell it. You
it's
think
a
it's
radio
funny?
Bit.
It's a oh, let's explain everything with it's. I fucked a guy the other night. Oh, don't worry, Rich. It's a radio bit.
Where was it at? Did you?
It
do
was
that
in the radio. Yeah, no, it was on Sam Roberts' show.
Where the in studio there?
Yeah, in studio.
In serious?
Yeah, yeah.
In our studio?
Uh huh. Same one.
Oh, okay. Because he doesn't do it out of there. He does it.
Oh, is that how you tricked me?
Yes.
Into finding out the truth.
He does it.
You really? You, oh, you did a little detective work, did
yeah.
you? On that one?
Yeah. He does.
Thought
it
maybe
uptown.
I was Oh, she's coming clean right now.
She did it up
Let me ask her a couple of deeper probing questions. No, yep. You're lying.
Yep, he does it uptown. He has to go to another building. That's got to suck. But he does it 5 days a week. He's pretty good at it, too.
The point is, Rich.
I saw Bennington today.
Saying it's a radio bit does not let you off the hook. It's disgusting. And if I was you, I would do everything in my power to hide the fact that I had, that I carry around behind my ear something that smells.
Only once in a while when I sweat during the day.
Like a fucking the devil's balls.
How do you know? That's one of your funniest lines ever in your life.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of all the things I've done, that's what I get credit for. The devil's balls.
Well, it just, it was good. I like also, too, when you laugh at rape material, because girls aren't supposed to laugh at that.
What?
Rape jokes. You don't care.
I don't give a shit. The one producer always says cunts, and then he feels so bad about it, but it always makes
what
me
producer?
Laugh. The John guy, have fun at your lunch with those two cunts tomorrow. And then he gets all like, I mean, but it's, you know.
Well, today at radio.
Doesn't bother me.
What's her name? The Stangle Brothers?
Yeah.
And he walked behind me, and I go, oh, God, he's like a monster, right?
You said that?
Yeah. But then after the show, I said, you know, I'm fucking around. He goes, I love that kind of stuff.
Oh.
I don't know. I think they really like the whole O&A sickness and the meanness and the funniness or
it
whatever.
It came from Letterman, though. It's weird.
Well, I guess.
So clean and sweet.
Yeah, but they listened to O&A probably forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because they used to push me to be on the show.
Can you stop?
I'm not going to say who blocked me, but. You know, they used to try to get me on all the time. Nope. Someone said no, I heard.
I heard it was you.
I said because no one time when they called me. Because they called me to do it, and they wanted me to do it the next day without... I mean, actually, it's better to do TV like that for me because I don't have time to think about it and get all crazy. But I said no because
But aren't you harboring crazy all year round?
What do you mean?
Every day of the week?
No.
Oh, it's only just a few days after you find out you're doing Letterman?
No.
Okay.
Because I was doing Last Comic Standing at the time, and I didn't think NBC would approve of me doing Letterman.
How many
Letterman.
Of your stories come from this era of
I
your
got
life?
Stories
No,
now.
But a lot of it is really...
No,
I
got tons of stories.
A three-year period of Last Comic Standing.
No, I talk about Aspen.
Tough crowd.
No, get out of here. You want me to talk about Montreal?
And Jam. Oh, did you do Montreal?
Yeah, I've done it many times. Twice.
You were in the Montreal Festival.
Yeah, why? Why are you trying to fucking... What are you saying? They're mad at me now.
No, because usually you go... Usually, you always say it like this. You go, I did Montreal. I wasn't part of the festival, but I was like there for the tough
topic. Was 1 year. 1 year.
Yeah, but it's like who cares? Like, who's sitting at home, like, Googling it, like, oh, he fucking... He was not asked by the festival. He was asked by Tough Crowd.
No, I was asked by NBC.
Well, who, I mean...
NBC.
How would anyone know, like, why is that an important distinction that you always make every time I've ever heard you
no,
tell this
No,
story?
I was there one
I'm
year.
I'm just curious.
1 year I did the Masters, and they got mad at me for killing. For killing.
Well, we know the story.
Yeah, well, I told it on regular radio. I didn't tell it on this, but I killed, and they got mad.
And who had to follow you?
No, is that one opened? Let me see. Come here. Bring it here. Go get a cup. You can't drink out of the bottle. You're not. What are you, a pig? Do you want me to tell the story? I'll tell it exactly how it...
I would love it. Yeah, anything to pass the time.
Well, do you have any stories?
No.
Yeah, you're going to have some stories.
I don't have any stories.
Your friend texts me from Canada.
Who?
The girl with 20 kids.
Oh, Kate, what did she say?
She loved my Marc Maron and my WTF. She's going, that was
First
great.
First of all, she has four kids.
Huh?
She has four kids.
I know. What did
well,
I
she
say?
She texted me and I didn't get back to her. I didn't even look at the text.
Put this back in the refrigerator. Randy, I mean, you're going to be 8 years old in July, right? Say yes out loud.
Yes.
Come here. Let me ask you this. Come here. I love that outfit.
These are the worst kind of podcasts.
No, it isn't. I'm going to move her.
Hodgepodge, Miller.
It is.
It's not. We're going to get going. We're just starting off. We're only a couple minutes in. Come here, Raina. Answer me a couple.
If you're dying, this is the best podcast because it'll just like make time go by so slowly.
How old are you going to be in talking to the mic? How old are you going to be?
8.
What grade are you going into?
3rd.
Talk regular. Quit being an idiot.
How Stop old being a stupid.
Just
you
be
jerk.
Regular. What's
what
wrong
an
with
asshole. You creep.
Okay.
Talk normal. Weirdo.
Okay. Say something. Okay.
Why are you talking like that, dum dum?
Cheerio, old mate.
Where are you from?
England. England.
You're from England.
England.
What city in England?
London.
How long have you been in this country?
50 years.
Whoa, you look great. What are you, about 57? Almost 58?
Almost 90.
Wow, how do you go from 50 to 90? They have a different counting system over there in England?
Yay.
And now you, what are you, southern now?
Yeah.
Be from down south. Let me hear you talk from down south. How's that sound? What are you asking about? You know how you do it from the down south.
What's a draw?
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all.
No, well, talk on your own. Don't copy, mommy. Come here. In my mic.
Mom.
Come here.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Come here.
God,
come here.
You're so stupid. Are you dumb? Yeah. You're an idiot. You jerk.
Stop being so cool.
Come here. I'll be nice. You're so cute. Listen to me. Real quick before you leave. First do southern, like mommy, like how y'all do, you know, but do your
How y'all doing?
Do your own words.
I'm doing good. Good? Good. See y'all later.
Okay.
Remember to catch daddy on.
What?
I don't know. Television.
Ivan.
You an idiot. You stupid.
Come here.
You jerk.
Stop being so cool.
Let me ask you a couple questions and then you can get out of here and go watch your dumb shows or whatever you watch. How many Family Guys are you going to watch? You've seen every episode and now you're watching for the second and third
Except
time.
Except for season 13.
You've watched all 12 seasons, every episode.
No, but here's the thing. Some of them she's watched like 5 times because I've even been like, I know what's coming. Like, I've heard it now.
How many, out of 12 seasons, what is it? How many episodes a season?
Like
12?
24? Isn't like the 20s sometimes.
You've watched almost 250 episodes of Family Guy.
Yep.
No, you haven't.
Have you watched them all, do you think?
Yeah. Well, except for season 13.
All right, quit saying that.
Except for the Star Wars ones.
Are you stupid?
Why don't you watch the Star Wars ones?
I don't like Star Wars.
Yeah, good. Neither do I. Good for you. Good. Star Wars stinks. Good for you.
What about...
Why Star Wars? Not why not Underground Wars?
Oh, God, she stinks. You are corny.
What about The Simpsons? Why don't you start watching The Simpsons?
I don't know.
Simpsons are good.
You like The Simpsons?
Or how about South Park? What about South Park? What about Bugs Bunny?
Yes.
You like Looney Tunes?
Looney Tunes is funny. The Bugs Bunny is the new one, right? Pretty funny.
All right, come here and get out.
Bye.
No, let me just ask you this. Here, how old are you?
I'm going to do the give me a kiss.
No.
Creepy.
Come here and give me a kiss. Come here and give Jared a kiss.
Ew, ew, ew.
Who's Jared?
Come here.
Okay, really, who is it?
Come here and give Jared a kiss.
Who's Jared? Tell me.
It's
An actor.
And a guy
for commercials. For commercials.
Subway subs.
Come here. Give old.
I just bit.
Come here, give old skinny fat Jared a kiss. He gained weight. He gained his weight, but he's gained a lot of weight. Okay, come here. Let me ask you this and then go to your
Could
seat.
Can you please stop drinking like that? It's like,
how old are you going to be in July? How old?
It is July.
8. How old are you going to be? For real.
8.
And what grade are you going into?
3rd.
Why are you drinking out of a sippy cup then? Beat it, baby.
I like her to...
What?
Drink colorful liquids out of that so she doesn't spill it on the carpet.
She spilled upstairs red shit all over her carpet.
I know. That's why I tried
it. Soup.
It wasn't soup.
It was. It was
what
vegetable
kind of soup,
soup
is red?
It was vegetable soup.
Oh, what was it? Mommy's.
Hey, what about tomato soup?
Okay, Peter, go ahead. We got to
okay,
do a
thank
podcast.
You. Bye-bye.
This is 5 minutes of horrible.
Get out of here, you creep.
I'm farting.
What are you, stupid?
I'm farting.
Get it out. Come on, go. This has got to be the worst. All right, now let's get this going because people.
I
had a guy. I had blocked
a
guy
on
Twitter.
I didn't want to have her.
I blocked a guy on Twitter today.
Oh, sorry. Get out. I thought you had your headphones
Give
on.
Give me a kiss. Give old Darren a kiss.
Get out of here.
Give all the Subway subs a kiss.
Get out of here. Goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, brother. Her headphones are on. We are free okay. to continue.
Yeah, he gained his weight back. But, you know, even if he didn't do it, he's done. They already fired. Of course they're going to fire him.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, you can't stick up for child molestation. So, boy, right when they heard that, gone. I even think Subway got rid of the kids' meal.
They got rid of the 6 inches, I heard.
Did
they?
Did somebody write that?
No.
No kids' meal or 6 inches. Gone. Wow. What kind of, ugh, that's the creepiest thing on the planet. It's like eats worse than murder.
I mean, it is, absolutely.
It's worse than murder. At least murder, if I can murder somebody.
Wait, I'm not sure. But the thing is that, like, because that happened, like, it doesn't matter if he's innocent or guilty now.
I hope Flo does something wrong. I hope they catch
yeah.
Flo.
You know, this is the thing I was thinking about when the Duggars got in trouble. I was like at some point you don't have to really, like, be like, ugh, this. At some point you'll discover some things about them and they'll be taken off the air.
Yeah.
You know, everyone you don't like ends up saying something shitty and getting taken off the air in
well,
a way.
No. But what do you call Dog the Bounty Hunter? They put him back on the air. They
what did he do? The N-word?
Yeah, he was saying, ugh. I
what bounty hunter has not said the N-word? I mean,
I hate that when you go the N-word. Just say, did he say something racial?
Oh, why can't I say the N-word?
Because it's so, like, fucking PC and the
well,
N-word.
Well, I don't feel
you know,
like saying,
Well, you don't have to say the word, but, you know, did he say, you know, what do you call something racial? And all, yeah, the N word. You sound like a. It sounds like a fourth grader.
I want you to say either say the N word or I don't mind whispering it.
All right.
Did but he say nigger?
Yes.
Okay.
So
and I think that's the stance that they should take in the media. You know, if like they have to quote like a black guy, and then he said that the fellow was a something and a.
She's walking around dancing.
She's just trying to get attention.
No, she didn't know we were looking. She's a weirdo.
No, she knows we're looking.
She's weird.
All right, come on, step it up.
So he was rehired. The Duck Dynasty fucking guys were rehired, or that guy. It's about money. They care, you know, or if they. If they can salvage it and still make money, they do it. You know,
all you have to do to get Flo off the air is just like send. You could just start tweeting that she's a child molester.
I have.
She's a comedian that used to be around the clubs.
She was on that one season of Mad Men. Remember, she played a switchboard operator
for 1 second.
Yeah,
what
maybe
to her?
a couple episodes or one or two. Well, they didn't use those characters anymore.
Oh.
And I have nothing against her, and good for her. She's been doing that commercial for, that's her job. Flo.
Is it her job? I thought
aggressive.
I thought it was just her passion. Oh, thanks for clearing that up for me.
I have nothing against Flo, but I, you know, sometimes you want to see people taken down. I mean, the last thing on my mind, who would
I hope it doesn't come out what I know about her. I happen to know a couple of things about her.
Who would have thought?
Who else don't you like on TV? Who's aggravating to you?
On TV, who's aggravating?
You could just get them down. You could just take them down by...
Well, anybody. anybody, and it's only local places that do their own commercials, like local car lots or local, you know, window installers.
Why do they do it?
They want to be on TV and be like the fucking
I know, but
person.
They must see the other local ads that are like aggravate. But they, maybe that's the...
Anybody does
they like somebody coming up. I saw your ads.
Anybody, and also I want to see Steven Singer gets on my nerves.
Oh, you know the who gets on my nerves? The family that does those like Bob's Furniture or whatever. Yeah.
That's,
you could have this for $3,600 or this for $1,200. It's the same unit. It's like...
And they're national, Bob's Furniture.
Oh.
And I hate also the people that do the commercials.
I don't like it when the husband and wife do it together.
I don't like when they get the people in the stores to come out that...
I know it sounds ironical that I just said
the one that does the jewelry store that's throughout the country.
I hate... He gave us roses.
No, who? Not him. Not.
I hate Steven Singer.
No, nah, he gave us stuff, and I don't dislike him.
But who wants just, a fucking gross gold rose anyway?
I got it somewhere. I gave it to Raina.
I know, but what, for what purpose? I mean,
it's pretty a little.
Is
kitty.
It? It's so tacky.
Not if you're Italian. It would look nice in an Italian house.
Where are you gonna put it? In a vase?
Italian people can do that. They find places to put that kind of stuff. Gold roses and, you know, pictures of Jesus and stuff.
I like fresh flowers. That's what I like.
You know.
A nice big bouquet of fresh flowers.
Anthony, in Anthony's house, he could put gold roses.
Who, Kumia?
Yeah.
Why?
He's got a real Italian house. It's
I've never been there.
It's like a real Italian. Like if you walked in, you would think one of the Gaudis lived there.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Pretty Italian.
Okay.
You know.
Who is the guy?
Anthony.
No, another guy you said I hate.
Who? Who do you hate?
No, you said I hate, and I said Steven Singer, and you said
no. The one that does, I know, it's not a guy. It's just when they use their own employees for commercials. Get real actors. You know what I mean? Get fucking actors.
Stop it, Rich, please. I have to say stop every 2 minutes on something.
That's all. Everybody knows that, though. I'm not saying anything people don't know. I'm not...
What?
Everybody hates local commercials and local people doing it.
But what does that have to do with knowing something?
Knowing what?
You go, everybody knows that.
Yeah, people know that. It's hacky.
Know what?
That nobody likes.
That's
local.
The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
What are you talking
about? No, you say, like, you can either say, like, everybody knows that I don't like those, or you can say, like, no one likes those things, but everybody knows. What does that mean?
Everybody knows that
you're saying everybody knows that without, nobody likes that stuff?
It goes without saying. Nobody likes it. Everybody knows
but nobody
that.
What do people know?
They know they don't like it. Everybody knows that. You don't have, it's like everybody, like when you go, oh, it's 3 below 0. Everybody knows it's cold. You know it. You don't have to say it.
That's a fact. That's different than an opinion.
Well, it's basically a fact that everybody doesn't like local commercials. That everybody knows it.
Stop. It's not your it's not right.
It is right. I can't believe I got Bonnie a signed book today from the author that was in Opie.
But you can't tell me what the book was, kind of book it was. You can tell me, you've told me absolutely nothing about.
Well, it's fiction. The guy writes fiction, and it was his 15th book. Okay, so let me see who I was in studio
with. If it's Stephen King, I'm going to flip my lid.
No, Stephen King signed, but I left it in the toilet. Hold on, just you talk. Can you talk for a second?
No.
Please do something.
I don't know what to say.
Hold on.
Ow.
Hold on. Where's his name? Because people always say great show with so and so.
Well,
you know.
Who cares? You don't. It's not important.
Well, yeah. When I find out his name, it is.
Because then I'm gonna be like, oh, I don't know who it is.
You'll know who it is because that's what you do. You
What's
read.
What's the name of the book?
Something.
But I don't read fiction that often.
You don't?
No.
Oh. Oh, here it is. Oh, hold on. I almost got it. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Oh,
please.
Come on. So, laughs. No.
Oh, everybody's on the edge of their seats. Don't go. If you've parked your car and you're waiting to go in, just wait a moment longer. Rich is going to come up with this amazing.
He was always a big fan of mine. He was excited that I was there too, because he watched me. He likes you too. So he was a big fan because he watched me in Last Comic Standing, and
he watched a comedy show 10 years ago that you were on.
I know, but he came in and goes. He was amazing.
And what? Oh. And his name?
Oh, Brad Thor.
You can go into your job now.
What's that?
You can go into your job.
Do you know who it is?
No.
Brad Thor?
I don't know.
The author, the writer?
I don't know who it is.
Sorry,
Brad Thor. I'm sure he sounds like he's handsome.
He was quite debonair.
I'm picturing like a Nordic looking fellow.
He was quite debonair. If he had
popped off a big white horse, it wouldn't have surprised anyone. Tight trousers?
Huh?
And what was the name of the book? Oh, look at that. The look of I don't know.
I don't know, but I know he signed it right to you.
Goddamn, hardcover?
Yep.
Oh, son of a bitch.
But I left it in the bathroom, so somebody will find it.
If somebody who works at Sirius is listening to our podcast right now. Left in the toilet. Do you have any idea what the books might be about?
It was yellow.
Okay, but do you have any idea, were you sitting there while the author, Brad Thor, was being interviewed?
Yes, I was there.
And could you give us any clues as to what the subject matter of the book is?
Yes.
What?
Beginning, middle, and end. I think it has something to do...
Was it Washington?
Washington who? What are you talking about? Was it Washington? The president?
Yes.
No, why? Why would it be about the president?
I'm just guessing about things that might be interesting to O&A. Why would he be in O&A?
Make a movie out of
it. Is it about a military thing?
I don't know. He's a good writer, they say. He's a big fan of mine.
I mean, it's not like a romance. They wouldn't have him in O&A for that. Or O&A. Huh? Right?
No, yeah. No. I don't know. Look
it
him
really
up.
It really burns my ass to have to say the J part. I'm just going to call it the O show.
Why?
Just kidding.
I still call it Opie and Anthony.
Well.
Some places I do.
Look, if I'm in the right neighborhood, I'll bring it up as O&A.
So, what's been going on with you?
What been happening, yo? What's going on?
What dumb meeting are you going to tomorrow? Just going to meetings that are the same meetings as you've done every other. They're no different than the meetings last week.
Let's see, here we go.
What?
Asked me a question and then just started rambling on, belittling me.
Oh, you talk about belittling? That's what you do.
What?
You belittle me all the time.
Nigger. What? No.
Go ahead.
No, it's a pre-production meeting about the movie that we're making. I wrote it. I got to rewrite it. I got to still take out 5 pages.
Did I?
It's a little long. I'm getting there.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, Rich.
Go.
It's not even funny anymore. Like at some point it was charming when it was like just rich.
No, I'm talking to you. I'm wondering about
this. No, you're doing this and you know what you're doing. No. You want me to make sure to let people know
that you came up
with an alternate ending and I loved it.
It's brilliant, right?
Oh my God. You're
brilliant?
Such a difficult person to
But you know why it's so brilliant?
Why?
Because now there's a sequel.
You know what I like about you, though?
What?
Now, you think anything that might, the success that might come from that movie will be because of the ending. Not because I slaved over and wrote the entire first 130-page draft.
Yeah. No, I'll punch
it
up.
No. Right. No. I mean, you don't get it, do you? Do you understand that that's the hard part, what I did?
Yes, very hard.
And although I love your ending and it's so great.
Is it genius?
It's genius.
Is it brilliant?
It's brilliant.
Does it lead into a sequel?
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
But does it? Could it? Could it lead into a sequel?
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna. You're giving away stuff.
Oh, I won't. I'm giving. How am I giving it away when you say sequel?
Because now you know certain things.
You don't know anything. We don't know. Okay. All right. All right. There's people in the movie. Okay, I didn't mean to give that away. I'm sorry. There's places. That's it. That's the last thing I'm gonna say. It's the last thing. Situations. Oh God! I promised I wouldn't say another thing, and I did it. What's wrong with me? That's it. People, places, and situations. That's it, and I'll stop right there.
You better not say one more word.
Okay. Cars. Oh!
That really is giving it away. That really is giving it away, Rich. There's no cars in the movie.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Stop. So anyway, we're going to have a, you know, we have to like...
Is it all white people or is there any?
No, stop it.
Go ahead. What?
No. It's,
You know what we should do?
What?
We should really be so fucking offensive that they try to take us down.
Try to get a little something going. Yeah. Well, I think that's Trump's thing, what he's doing right now.
Yeah, but I talked about that today.
Uh-huh.
When... Like, he owns golf courses where they have major tournaments. You know,
mm-hmm.
major.
Mm-hmm.
And the PGA might pull the tournaments from Doral in Florida.
Oh, boy.
And his one in Bedminster where I've played.
Oh, which, man.
He might
nice.
Have the ladies' U.S. Open there. And if they pull that...
Oh, boy.
So, and he... See what I mean?
What?
I can't tell you anything because you're going to make fun of it. I'm trying
I'm
to help you.
I'm not making fun. I'm listening.
Oh, boy. Yeah, really? Oh, boy.
Trying
yeah,
to...
Sure. No, forget
feign
it.
Feign interest. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it doesn't
I apologize.
Matter. It's aggravating. I'm really... Okay. Now I'm stressed out.
I did it once. Okay?
No, you've done
God.
It for 10 years. You made fun of things.
No.
For 10 years.
Mm-mm.
Are you done bleeding? Your hands from the workout. Let me see them. Let me see your hands. Let me see if those blisters are gone. It's horrible. Who would do that? Work out till they bleed and fucking get blisters. And I thought you had gloves. How are you getting blisters with your gloves? Huh? Answer me that, Batman. How would you get blisters?
Did you say answer me that, Batman?
Yeah, well, it's yeah. Riddle me this. How do you get blisters when you
because
have those gloves?
I use the gloves for the weightlifting, but for the pull-ups, my hands slip off if I use the gloves, so I just use chalk. Okay.
You're getting blisters in your hands are all ripped up from pull-ups?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Dane, want me to tell you what you do? Do you have distraction?
Because sometimes I have to do like up to 80 pull-ups. It's a lot.
You've never done 80 pull-ups?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, not all at once, but you have to do them.
Then you're using a rubber band, right?
No.
You can't do 80.
Yes, I do.
No.
The last time I did, I had to do 30. Then you did whatever you had to do, like handstand push-ups. Then you had to do...
What's the most pull-ups you can do?
In a row?
Yeah.
5.
There's the pull-up bar right there. If you can do over 3.
You swing.
What do you mean you swing?
You swing to get it. You kip. You're allowed to do kipping pull-ups.
What the fuck is... I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, then come to class. I'm not going to explain
it. It's not a pull... A pull-up is a pull-up. So what are you talking about that you're doing? You swing. What you swing back and forth?
I kick so I can go get up.
You go do one. Let me see.
I can't do it there because it's not high enough.
What do you mean it's not high enough? It's higher than your body.
No, it's not. If I hang down, I have to like bend my knees.
Let me see.
No, stop.
Please, I want to.
You know what? Guess what?
I want to know what you do. I just want to know.
Well, then
I'm
come to class. Because guess what? I'm not your fucking monkey. That let me run over there and
oh,
do it.
Oh, really? Like
yeah.
Yesterday when you go watch me do push-ups, were you a monkey then?
Oh, it's what? My choice.
No, because I said do
a handstand right now. Do a handstand. You told me yesterday I could easily do one.
I could easily do anything you can do and better.
Then do
physically.
It. Then do it.
You're saying do a handstand push-up.
I hope no one ever does a parody of us because it's so awful what we're doing right now.
Well, because I'm just saying I can do it. Oh,
we're an embarrassment to ourselves.
No.
That's why I don't like doing the podcast, honestly, because it's like the real, like when people are like, this is really who I am. Nobody really wants to see that. You should never show people really who you really are. It's too awful. It's too embarrassing. You should always have a little bit of a sheen of like make-believe going
on. I have a lot
of
mystique around me when I'm out.
Yeah, but it's actually called stink from behind your ear. Oh. Boom.
Oh.
Good night.
What do you call it? I think...
What? What do you... Oh, do tell.
I think the more honest a person
mm-hmm.
is...
Uh-huh.
It's you know, it's what people want. People
no,
want honesty.
No, they don't.
They don't want fakeness.
Oh, my God.
You kidding me?
Don't you feel better when you're a little bit fake? Don't you feel better?
No, I don't. I'm honest. I don't lie.
I feel better when I'm a little bit fake.
No, that's not how I carry myself.
I'm on the phone to people. I use a little bit of a different voice.
Not me. I don't.
Oh, hello. Hi. How are you? Oh, thank you.
You laugh too
I don't
too
go
much.
Like this. Oh, what? Hey. Hi.
Who does that?
I don't talk like that.
I do?
That was how I really talk.
I don't know. I just think...
The only place that I'm really real is...
On the podcast?
On this fucking podcast.
Oh, that's you're really real on the podcast? No, you're fake.
I try to fake, but then I get tired and I become real. And then we start having an argument about... Then you get me mad. That's where the reality comes out.
You get me mad the second we start the podcast because you try to talk low. You try to be like, you try to talk low.
Shut the fuck up.
You try to talk like
it. That's the real me. You want me to be real, but you want me to talk at a certain fucking decibel.
You don't talk
well, either, you can't have it both ways. You either want me to be real, I'll talk at the level I fucking talk at. Okay. Or we elevate ourselves. Okay. We try a little harder than normal.
What could...
And you like, entertain the folks.
I was telling my story about...
Were ya?
What story was I telling?
I don't fucking know. I don't even know where you are in this fucking scenario.
About in Montreal when I did real well and they got mad at me.
Oh, you were here a few minutes earlier. I was in Montreal and I went on after somebody who everybody was doing very well. Jimmy Carr goes on. Kills. He's fantastic. He's the MC.
A little dirty.
Very dirty. Doing molestation jokes. I have to go on after that. I pull out all the stops and I fucking tore that place up.
Killed it.
Killed it.
Killed it.
Okay.
Some crowd work.
Who went on after you?
David Feldman.
David Feldman.
Very low key, brilliant writer. Brilliant.
Brilliant guy. Goes on
very
after.
Very funny. Very funny.
Very difficult time following
yes.
you.
Yes.
Me. I don't remember who I am right now. Who cares? What's the end of that story? Just that you killed? What
mad.
A horrible story.
They
you don't tell
mad.
Stories like that.
They
when
got
I
mad at
killed.
Me. No, they got mad at me.
Who did?
Yeah. One of the bookers. Oh, you won? You toned it down a little.
Well, because they wanted to...
They asked me to tone... Why did I tone it down? But they put an act up before me. That destroys, and they want me to tone it down. Go
so
fuck
then
yourself.
What? Didn't you have to follow somebody else the next night? Or you same order?
No, they moved me up further somewhere. I don't know. But all I know is they can go fuck themselves. And that wasn't. That was,
Rich Voss doesn't tone it down for anyone.
Why would you tone it down?
I don't know what
listen,
you
listen, if I was to go on before, like.
First
say,
of all, no one's ever told me to turn. Tone it down.
No, they said I should have.
Okay, but nobody's ever yeah. That's never been an issue. That's not something I would ever have to. I would never face that.
No, if I went up like before.
There's
say,
no nobody in the history of the world has been like, I've got to follow McFarlane.
No, listen, if I went up before someone like a Stephen Wright or a and I mean I'm toned down now anyhow, but I mean if I went up before certain acts, I wouldn't I would try not to curse. I would try to be, you know, I'd be edgy, but you know what I mean? I wouldn't try to, you know, fucking do what, you know, I would just try to tone it down for certain acts because that's just the balance of a show. Only to balance it out. But when the person before me fucking destroys, who is extremely funny, I'm not going to go up there and fucking bomb because I'm worried about who's going on after me. Fuck you. They should have switched us around right then. They should have done an audible and said, you know what? Have him go on after Jimmy and then have Voss go on or have Voss close. But those fucking assholes, you know, put me in a position because this is how the show went. Jimmy Carr hosted. He went up and did a few minutes up front. Very funny. Brought on an act. Then went up just a little more. Brought on another act. Then they took an intermission. And then they said, okay, Jimmy Carr, go up. Do 10 to 12 minutes. Then bring Voss after the intermission. So now he goes up after the intermission. And fucking destroys. And he should because he's fucking funny. So I'm in the back going, oh, maybe I'll just tone it fucking down because who's on after me? I don't give a fuck who was on after me. I'm out there to fucking do well and kill. And even some of the people from fucking, from certain networks I knew were like looking at me like I was fuck some kind of crazy man. I swear to God, I don't want to say names, but they were looking at me like I was fucking nuts because I went up there and I wasn't dirty. I just fucking killed. You know, fuck that. I'm just sick of these. Fucking do what you do. You know, learn how to run a show. Learn how to fucking, put the order together right. I did the fucking Nasty show. They had me going first. You know, Geraldo hosted it. And then me first. You know, and whatever. I mean, it was a good show. That one was me, Bobby Kelly, Norton.
No, I want you to go through all the shows you had 7 years ago, if you don't mind.
I wasn't 7 years ago.
I was trying to remember when Geraldo died. It was quite a while ago.
It was about 5 years ago.
Yeah, so no, for all the shows, 5 years to present, if I think we have time. Do you remember, and this was a while ago, so you might not remember, that you asked me a question about myself?
Yeah.
Just wondering.
So what's going on?
And then you answered it yourself and then went on into your own diatribe, anger, and bitterness about a show that happened 5 fucking years ago.
Well, the other one was 7, I think. The one where they got mad at me was 7.
7, and then you went into the... Oh, so it's 7 to present.
And then they brought us up last year to do our podcast. And like
this is just a Montreal... portion,
yeah,
right?
They brought us up last year to do our podcast, which went very well. Out of all the podcasts that were up there last year,
well, I didn't watch any other ones, so I can't really say.
We did the most people and had the biggest buzz. But then again, we had Billy Burr come on and be our marriage counselor, so that doesn't hurt. And
well, it hurt me.
I said a couple things about Montreal, and now they're mad at me again.
That was a funny bit. That was one of the funniest things I ever heard in my life.
Which one was it?
But the maids.
Oh, that one. That's not why they're mad at me, but. No, they're mad because I said, you know, that they try to get us to do free shows or whatever. And I don't know. I might have
There's
said
your honesty
that.
Again. Do you see what I'm saying, though, about like...
What?
That sheen, I can't help it. That sheen of make-believe, I think, is a
they
great...
fucking
it's
ass.
It's a great jacket to put on every day.
They asked us to do
fake
fucking
it.
Free shows.
There's
but the
saying,
other line was good.
And I didn't make this up, but
what?
Fake it till you make it.
I made it. I lost it. I'm making it again.
But you've never faked it.
I never lost it, really. I've been doing some of the biggest things lately. That
you
is
are,
fucking,
correct me if I'm wrong here, but a legend.
People are drawing pictures. They're drawing pictures.
You do know, right? Like, I never really know how you see the world. Like, I'm not sure what your actual perspective is, but you know that it's loving, but it's also mocking. You know
They're
that,
not
right?
mocking. They know. I've had people
you don't
say,
think it's any of it's mocking.
No,
it's
I've had
slight, it's like a ribbing, a teasing. They're enjoying it, but
you know they would
it's
tease.
Not like it's not like an earnest like oh my god, Rich Voss is a legend. Let me draw.
I don't
a picture
want to get into that again, but you know what they would.
I'm
tease.
I'm just curious where like.
They know.
They know what.
They know my ability. What I have
right.
accomplished.
Right, right. But do you know?
I might retire.
Oh, I don't know if you can.
I'm financially, I can't.
No, it's
No, I mean for
it's
the
really
evening.
Not up to you.
For the evening, I'm tired.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you where they'd make fun of you if they saw that stupid croquet set you bought that you can't even use. Like, don't you look at things? Don't you?
Is this really
what
you went from angry, bitter?
I'm not bitter. Where
I
was
killed
bitter?
And they told me to turn it. Look at this croquet set you bought, bitch.
How
what
am
the
I,
fuck?
But where does bitter come in? There's no bitterness.
There's no bitterness. I saw your face contorting angrily.
That's angry. It's not bitter, though. No, I'm not bitter.
Oh, that is bitterness.
No,
when
anger.
You're going back 7 years to discuss a show where you killed and they asked you to tone it
they
down.
They got mad at me. I didn't say they...
Didn't they ask you to tone it down? I believe those were the exact words.
They said you should have toned it down or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
you should have.
Oh, and then fucking...
That's not bitter. I'm not bitter.
Oh, God, you just...
I'm not bitter over it.
Know thyself, young man.
Do you know that...
Well, then who goes back 5 years if there's
you
no...
You asked about the story.
No, I didn't, actually. You were like, let me tell you the story. Can I tell the story?
No, you...
Should I tell the story? I want to tell the story.
No.
I'm about to tell the story.
No.
We moved on to something else. You said, I was going to tell the story. Let me do it now. And you did.
No. Okay.
I know I told it on the other radio show. I did not tell it on this show.
Oh,
let me go ahead with this story that so bitterly eats me up inside.
It doesn't eat me up. It just makes me...
Well, I think part of it is, honestly, that you wanted to tell the story because you wanted to tell how much you killed. And it's almost a feel-good story.
Listen,
to be like, they asked me to tone it down.
No, no. They said you should have.
That's how much I killed.
This is where you're getting it wrong. They said you should have toned it down. Here's what I'm saying is, the reason is, what David brought it up on our radio show, and he doesn't care.
Watch your gestures.
Okay. The person that... was fucking rude
to me. I don't
appreciate
you.
The person
hands.
That was rude to me after it was, and I want to say his name because he used to book a TV show.
I'm
not going to say his name.
I know.
He used to book a TV show, and then he didn't even want to put me on that show. And the host of the show said, are you out of your fucking mind? All right. And I ended up doing that show 35 fucking times. Okay. And he wasn't going to put me on. And the host said, well, we're putting him on.
Well, that guy doesn't like you. Now, if you.
No, that guy doesn't know fucking anything. He's just stupid.
Right. No, I look, Rich, none of them know anything. That's...
No, some of them do. That's not true. Some people do know things. Dave Becky is a smart fucking guy when it comes to this business.
Don't let our manager...
Well, he knows it. Dave Becky is a smart fucking dude. Our manager's a smart guy. There's smart guys in this fucking business. All right? You know, I can give some name. What's her name is smart over at Comedy Central? Our friend Joanne. She's smart. Okay, there's smart fucking people in this business, but he was not, he's not fucking one of them, okay? And I was always nice to him, and I've always talked to him. He's always nice. They're always so fucking nice to you, to your face and anything, but they're fucking, they're not good people. They're not fucking good people, all right? So, yeah, there are smart fucking people in this business that we deal with. Whether people like him or not, I don't. Mike Berkowitz, who used to book me years ago, is the biggest fucking personal appearance booker in this business now. He fucking got Louis, fucking Amy, Kevin Hart. So, I mean, you know, so there are smart fucking people. And there's some fucking jamokes out here, too. Some real, just like comics. There's great comics and there's fucking horrible ones. But they all work. Even the horrible ones work, and you're going, how the fuck is this? You know what I mean? So, I'm just saying, this fucking guy, fuck him. Tells me, he's fucking silent to me in the van driving back, you know, because the guy he thinks is, you know, the guy that, you know, who has management up there that's so big, and he had a bad set after me, so it's my fault. And that guy has no anger or resentment towards me at all. That guy is friends with me. Who did our radio show. David is friends with me. I've done his podcast. He's done our radio show. He had no anger or resentment, but yet this fucking jamoke in the business that was working up at the festival, you know, and you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, does it make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. And there's I see no bitterness at all.
I'm not bitter.
In
I'm
any
just,
of these.
It's not bitter. It's
well, you keep going back to it and you keep talking about it. What is it? What is it then if
I don't
it's not
like
bitterness?
That. I don't, there's certain people I don't like.
But isn't that bitterness?
No,
I mean,
no.
Am I mixing up what bitterness is?
No, it's not. If you don't like somebody, you're not bitter. If you don't like somebody, if you could spot a phony, you're not a phony.
I wish I was. I want to be.
No, you're not phony. That's what the problem is. Is that, you know, we're fucking regular people. We're not phonies. You know, and that's why maybe certain things don't happen. You know, but look, we are who we are. But there's so many fucking frauds, and I just fucking, it's just enough already. It just enough. I'll tell you one thing.
Oh, I thought we were done.
A good friend of ours, we were talking about comedy, and we were talking about different comics, and he didn't like a certain comic, and we both looked at each other and went, oh. And we both liked the comic he didn't like, mm-hmm. but we like him. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie and I didn't like go, what, are you crazy? He's great. We just
let
him keep going. That was phony. That was us being funny. Like, I'm going to call him and go, wait a second, we like him.
I don't remember who the person was now.
That he didn't like?
Yeah.
The one, but. Yes. We talked about him recently.
Oh, I'll have to figure it out later.
You had a crush on him.
Oh, right.
And he said you didn't like him. We're going, wait, how can you not like him?
Right.
He's fucking a great writer. But the guy we're talking to is a good friend of ours who's brilliant, a genius, fucking great. And he goes, yeah, I can learn. He's not funny. And me and Bonnie are in the car going, yes, he is.
But the thing about when comedians generally talk about other comedians and like he's not good or he's not good, it's like we're not saying like we're not even dealing with the like the bottom feeders of comedy that are really not good. We're just reorganizing like the top 20 comedians. Do you know what I mean? Like some people are putting that guy in the top, you know, one or two, and then that guy, he's just saying like he belongs more down at the bottom of the top 20. So I get upset when like regular people would say like he's not funny. You'd be like somebody even that I would be like he's not funny, or you know, I've said like big comics are like not funny, but really they're still like up at the top in my mind. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Last weekend or this past, I hosted at the Stand. I don't know why I took a hosting, but I'm kind of glad I did because I worked on some stuff. But I was the second show on Saturday was just the second show on what day was 4th of July, Saturday or Friday?
It was the 4th.
Really? Yeah. Was that Friday or Saturday?
I don't know. I really stumped you for a second.
Yeah, no, you didn't. No, I'm trying to think what day it was. Today is...
The 4th was Friday.
So the second show was the fucking worst. And I was hosting it. Christian Finnegan had to close. And I don't know why I'm a big fan of his.
I love him.
I guess because when we were in Montreal one year... We were talking
at the... That was the same year, by the way.
We were talking at the airport.
He was on that same show.
What show?
The Masters.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm.
The one I was on?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He went on in the first half.
Oh, okay. So, we talked to him and his wife, and somehow I became a big fan of his.
Yeah.
Just a nice, likable guy. And,
very funny.
Yeah. So I introduced him, and I go, our next act, he was the last act. I go, this guy's great. He's one of my favorites. I go, I've never seen him fail. Never. Right? And he's in the back going, wait, what are you talking about? You're sending me up. I go, no, he doesn't fail. I go, he's open for the Pope. People come to see him. You know, it was just the biggest fucking intro. And I think he had a tough time.
Aww.
But no, I don't think he the audience stunk. Believe me. Yeah. And I don't usually blame the audience, but it was a late show on a Friday, 4th of July, pterodactyl hands.
Oh, my God.
And they were tired, and they went to the fireworks, and then came in. But he's fucking funny. But I did set him up to fail when I went.
Why do you do pterodactyl hands?
I don't know, because I'm stretching.
I think it means you're lying or something.
No. Can you imagine if people lie, that's what they did? They lied. He is fucking funny. And I called him, and we're going to do our movie for them.
Oh, at QED in Queens on July 19th?
I don't know. You find out.
All right.
Okay, well, listen, I got some dates. Let me plug them. This Friday, I'll be in Scranton at someplace in Scranton. Look it up.
What?
Friday night.
You don't remember the name? No. Carmine's?
No, that's Saturday. Saturday, I'll be at Carmine's in Poughkeepsie.
Then there's something like a food name?
Oh, no.
Truffles? No.
No. Truffles? Friday in Scranton at Tapia's? No. What is it? Whatever. Look it up. Friday in Scranton. Saturday
it's
at
a food
Carmine's.
Name. It's a food name.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a Mexican name.
Chimichangas?
No. Fiesta? No. Tequilas.
Oh, tequilas. Friday. Alcohol.
It's a Mexican drink, right? Tequila? Mm-hmm. Friday night, tequilas in Scranton. Saturday, Carmine's.
Oh, taquitos.
No, it's tequilas.
Oh.
Friday night in Scranton, tequilas.
Taquitos!
Saturday, Carmine's.
We've already established it's tequilas.
July 24th and 25th, Salt Lake City, 50 Maine. 24th, 25th.
Boom.
August 7th.
Oh, my God, so many.
August 7th.
People can't keep track.
Yes, they can. Bridge Street Live in Connecticut, August 8th. Ridgefield Playhouse. Myself, Bonnie, and Jim Florentine.
Jim Florentine.
And Bonnie, and we're going to have a host. I think Peter will host. Who hosted for us before, very funny. Then 2 weeks later in August, Governors, Levittown, Long Island.
Fabulous.
And
well
that's
done.
Pretty much it.
May I leave? May I leave?
I got some other. And then go to my website, Rich Fox. What's your Twitter?
At Bonnie McFarlane.
What's mine?
At Rich Voss.
Fuck. What are we going to call this podcast? We'll call it Phonies.
Yep.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Okay, so why do people love my Total Body Bar workouts? Because they work. My clients get an amazing workout and great results. I'm Andrea Rogers, professional dancer and trainer, and my Extend Bar classes are fun, only 30 minutes, and proven to help you get sculpted, lean, and strong. And right now, you can stream my Extend Bar classes for free on the Beachbody On Demand app. See how effective these workouts truly are. Start for free today at beachbody.com.